Okay, so we're ready to begin your hearing, sir, and the Honorable Mr. David Neal will serve as a lead for your hearing, sir.
Good morning. Okay, sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Michael V. Bradshaw, 081410.
Thank you, sir. Your 34-year eligibility of executive clemency in reference to your community supervision application, I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my left, to your right, is the Honorable Louis Canovas. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. To my right, your left, me is Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I just represent myself.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to be elected in two phases today. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they have been violated, we'll in phase two, we'll determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on the warrant, and after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 1st, 2017, per the TAF GCMS report dated May 4th, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Allegation number two is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 9, 2017 per violation letter dated May 8, 2017. You are actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Bradshaw, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in his criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Canovas. Okay, sir, we're moving to phase two in a couple of minutes, but before we do, Mr. Westby's going to give some background information. So stay on the phone, and we'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Bradshaw was released from the Department of Corrections on February 15th, 2017. He was arrested June 2nd, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody June 2nd, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 9th, 2018, which reflects 389 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 1990, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 1992, armed robbery, 7 years. 1997, theft, 3.5 years. 1997, aggravated driving, DWI, 2.5 years. 2007, misconduct involving weapons, 4.5 years. 2007, theft of means of transportation, 8 years. This is his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score, 2. Substance abuse score, 3. STG annual information notes, he's a self-admitted member of the Peckerwoods. Prior terms of supervision, 1994, temporary release, reverted to parole, completed 2 years, 4 months. 2000, GIS release, completed 9 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, extortion, rioting, and violence noted. Other arrests, 1985, burglary second degree, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1997, DUI, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2007, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is G6B7.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Bradshaw, we will do a summary of your case's provision. So when you were released, you approved the ride at 2607 East Michigan Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, with your sponsor, Cindy Woodchief. Did you stay there the whole time, or did you go somewhere else?
I went somewhere else. I wanted to use as an excuse. She got diagnosed with small cell lung cancer. My grandfather and my mother passed away, and I took responsibility for my actions. I didn't handle it very well. But I accomplished my parole twice before, and I'm eager to accomplish it again. I think that if I have the opportunity, that I can, and I'm eager to do that. I don't know if I answered too much of the question or not. I'm a little nervous.
Okay, sir. Because you did take it for a while there. Okay, so did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you work pretty much the whole time?
Yes.
Well, what kind of work were you doing?
Construction. Building home restoration.
Okay. What kind of programming you were assigned or referred to the task labs for random color code analysis, and you were given the color pink. You provided one clean relay while under supervision. It was responsible for submitting 3 urine specimens under that color. So you had a negative in February, and then April, there were no samples collected. And then in May, you tested positive for amphetamines. And let's see, May 4th, 2017, the GCMS testing showed that that was a positive for meth. So, did you have a drug problem before you got incarcerated? Or?
Yes, I did. I've been incarcerated, but I got myself into the task program, not the task, but the, actually, an outreach program to help me with the tools I need to deal with situations like losing my grandparents, losing my mother, and deal with, like, I'm the first guy representative in the family world at this time, too, to help me deal with those things and be able to function and have it up to my family. TERRACE is the name of the program that I got involved with.
Okay. So, you did the... You did okay for a while when you got out.
I never experienced anything like that. I haven't really had the tools because I've been a country so long to learn my triggers and learn how to deal with those things until I got into the program. And now that I've been in the program, I want to continue the program. And I think I'll be successful at it. I just, at the moment, at the time, I didn't have the tools and I didn't responsibly handle the situation correctly. And I take responsibility for that.
Okay.
And see that I need those tools.
Well, you missed a sample on at the end of April. Were you have you relapsed by then? Is that why you missed that sample?
Probably yes.
Okay. Because it was Yeah, your next sample was it's like 3 days later that you brought the sample that was positive, so I would assume that that's why you did that. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. In a few minutes, the board will go into discussion and make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or whether Williams date you. Before we start doing that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's any other information, any new information you'd like to discuss with the board, now's the time to do it. We just ask that you don't repeat any of the information from that you've already given us. Okay?
Yes. I just hope you have the opportunity to successfully complete it here, I will as I can, and I have a status residence and a job and a program set up for myself, and I think, and that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Before we go into discussion, when we're doing that, we'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. We may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone and listen to the conversation and everything you have to say, and when we have made our decision, I'll be back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, point of one discussion. Well, Mr. Brad Toot made the IT here from the past. He has been in a lot of trouble, but he's also managed to complete lease for fairly long periods, too, without any problems, but this time around with family pressures, and I would like to offer my condolences for the losses in his life, but he didn't seem to handle them very well. And he seems convicted to straighten out things, get off the drugs, and make a better life for himself, but with 289 abscond days, I just can't be supportive of returning the community supervision at this time. He really doesn't have all that much time left. He's about 2 months, a little over 2 months. And if he does the DLC and is one of the days, he won't be back in DLC. So that's what I'd like to start the discussion if there's any other comments from.
Okay.
So based on all the information, number 20171506, Mr. Bradshaw's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to both community supervision of Mr. Bradshaw, that he's equal to any point, finally, term additional supervision, and have access, not to access, and the criminal lawyer support company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Cornelius, agreed by Dr. Wright, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Bradshaw, the board have voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. But you were scheduled to get out on or about October 9th, 2018, which is a little over 2 months away. We would hope that during that two months you could maybe take advantage of some AA-type classes there. They're very good for people, even if you're not really addicted to anything, because they help you get control of your mind and situation so that you can move forward and not step backwards. So unless you have a question, this will end your hearing.
That's it. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. We do wish you the best of luck. Would you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yes, sir.